And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest for you today. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here. We're going to be talking calico bass, yellowtail, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Boy, you said it best. Going to be a great show today with Captain Ben Florentino. Man, I'm pumped up. It's going to be a great one.
Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. And, gosh, we're just so thrilled how we don't get you off the water very often because you're a busy guy.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah. So what's been going on with Coastal Charters and Captain Ben?
Well, you know, I'm doing a lot of fun fishing lately. So just kind of scouting things out for the upcoming spring and summer, especially in our local waters. Staying away from San Clemente Island, that's actually, I took that off the menu because it's just such a, lately it's just been a fickle place, and that's a long ride to catch a handful of bass. You know, you might get a trophy, you might get a 7 or 8, but I'd rather do it spending a lot more time fishing on the coast and doing a lot of different things, you know, like just like a regular bass, freshwater bass guy. Spinner bait, A-rig, crankbait, surface iron, swim bait, weedless, I mean, you name it, flipping kelp, you name it.
And so you're on the coast.
And you're getting bites on all of that local.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you know, you probably get 25, 30 bass just doing, we call it junk fishing because you're just fishing all kinds of junk. You know, yeah, sure, we'd like to catch them on the surface iron and the weedless all day. But you got to do what you got to do.
Like that always.
Yeah, you
got to
do what you got to do.
So, of all those things, what seems to be the most productive right now?
All of them.
All of them. So, crank. What size? Big crankbait?
We're fishing anywhere from a 8 to 12 foot diving crank, or a square bill that goes maybe five feet, to a deep diver that goes 25 and 30. Ooh, seems like the deep divers on the edges of like breakwaters and like 20-foot high spots have been working really, really well.
No kidding.
For bigger bass. That's yeah. Cool.
Freshwater baits.
Freshwater crankbaits. We're just upgrading the hooks, though. We're upgrading them to the Gamagatsu replacement hooks.
Yeah.
The heavy-duty ones, because those freshwater hooks, they don't last very long.
Yeah. Are you doing the replacement singles or that 4X treble?
The 4X treble.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a...
I like that hook.
Yeah, that thing's solid.
Yeah.
We use that for changing hooks out on Colt Snipers for the guys bluefin fishing.
Oh,
that's a really solid hook.
Yeah, I mean, whether you're fishing big calicos or sand bass to fishing at Cabrilla down in Gonzaga, that's like...
Oh, there's a tester.
That's the number tester. One. I know on all the current jerk baits, the Shimano's... jerk bait, we replace them out right away. Okay. I mean, the hook's good for like once or twice, but you want to make sure if you hook a 20-pound Cabrilla or a fish of a lifetime, you know, calico bass or sand bass, you want to make sure that hook doesn't fail.
I really like the hook that comes on those jerk baits, the then Colt, now current Sniper.
Yep.
It's weird, like if you can keep from having to grab it with your duck bills, it seems like it lasts plenty long, but the second that one is in the bone and you got to grab your pliers to get out, that's it. It's time for an upgrade.
Yeah, and with those Gamagatsu 4X, you don't have a problem ripping them out.
That's why I love
it. Fish's mouth.
Yeah, you can grab it with your pliers and shake it around, and the hook's always perfect.
They're tough.
Yeah, like last year on the foamers, out on the east end of Catalina, we changed out those hooks to throw the 170s on the bluefin, and it worked really, really, really well. And, you had to change your hooks.
Yeah.
Couldn't go with the standard hooks.
Now, what size 4X or strong Gamagatsu treble are you using?
Anywhere from the 2.0 to 4.0.
Okay.
2.0, 4.0 are good, depending on the size of the bait.
All right.
A lot of that that heavy. And sometimes you just have to figure out how that hook, because it's a bigger hook, it's got a little bit more weight on how that weight distribution is as far as how the bait will swim, too.
Sure.
It'll make a huge difference. Yeah, but when bluefin are foaming, you throw a bait in the middle, twitch, you're going to get bit.
Yeah, especially with the right bait.
With the right bait, yeah. That's correct.
So talking calico bass again, of course, we can talk bluefin because they're biting.
Right.
Man,
biting
crazy.
Close, too.
Yeah. You were talking about boaters. Fish local bank.
Yeah, like 425.
That's
awesome.
Yeah,
371. I mean, looking at fish dope and stuff like that. Saw a guy on the
209.
Dock. Yeah. Oh, 209. Huh? Yeah. Some stuff. Oh, just saying, right?
Just saying.
No, there's a lot of spread of bluefin up and down. And then, of course, the overnight guys are just on the upper 500 and that area down there off of Ensenada. Oh, my gosh. Right. They're just like they're getting limits at night and then figuring out, well, now what do we do?
That phone call from Mike Pritchard yesterday was so much fun. If you didn't catch yesterday's show or you're haven't gone to the archive yet, they said they finished up very, very quick fashion in the dark on nighttime flat falls and knife jigs. And then, when the sun came up, okay, we're going to start fishing for yellowtail. They put out a couple of troll jigs, hoping to snag a yellow or something. And, bluefin are pretty synonymous with not biting the troll. They couldn't stop getting bluefin jig strikes. You'd have to wind them in, shake them off. Okay, found a kelp, put up on it, caught a couple of yellowtail. It turned into bluefin. Like, they had to drive away from that one. Like, they were having difficulties stopping the boat on things that weren't bluefin or turning into bluefin after they'd catch their first couple of yellows. That was so rad.
It's a good problem.
It's a great problem.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of yesterday's show, we want to apologize. We had a lot of technical difficulties during the shows. Yesterday, we've hopefully solved those problems, figured out what was going on, and I want to thank all of our listeners for the input that they gave us during the show. That's very helpful to us to try and figure out where we're at, so we hopefully won't be running into that today.
I was joking. You always know that there's people that are standing by on the text because there was some other radio broadcast that was kind of playing simultaneous with ours, and the text of the show just boom, 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 boom. We got like 50 of them right away. Hey, man, there's something going on, so good to know that the audience it's at our back out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks, everybody.
Yeah, for sure. So, calico bass. So, spinnerbaits, huh?
Yeah, spinnerbait. Springtime is a really, really efficient bait because you can cover a lot of area.
Sure.
And it's weedless.
Uh-huh.
So, I fish it, quite a bit this time of year, even in the summer when you got a lot of that small bait. There's a lot of small bait in the bays, Santa Monica Bay, and even up at Palos Verdes right now. So, There's just so much different bait out right now between mackerel, sardine, chovy, squid. There's just a lot of forage for the fish. We need that actually to move in a little bit closer. But with the sun out and all the reflection off the blades, you get really good, like the fish just attack it. So small ones, you know, small ones, good locator, and even big ones up in the boilers. And you fish, like with that bait, I'll fish either a Tranx 200 or any 200 size reel. My favorite is Corrado DC, you know, because you could zing that 3/4 ounce, 1 ounce spinnerbait a mile and cover a lot of water. And it's got good cranking power, and I'm fishing it with 50-pound Max Quattro and 30-pound Psycho Fluorocarbon.
Wow.
Straight tie to a Warbaits 1 ounce HD spinnerbait.
So you like that Corrado DC 200 better than than the Tranx?
Well, I like them both.
Yeah, they're both hard to
beat.
But
for my guests, the Corrado DC, I've taught a number of people how to cast with that. It just gives them confidence. Then you could shift over to anywhere from a 200, 300, 400, and even a jig stick. It's all mechanics.
That DC's like perfect, too, because it's not, I mean, it's not backlash proof.
No.
But it's pretty darn close.
Right.
And it'll really help, like, it like shortens the curve. Like, you still have to understand the mechanics of the cast, but it really helps, like, kind of take the edge off.
Right.
And then, you know, a guy can transition into a non-DC assisted reel, I would say, much faster if you kind of get brought up that way.
It really is. And that's why I have four of them on the boat, just because it creates that confidence, and one, it'll build mechanics. You know, it's the old thing, like my old saying is 2 o'clock, 9 o'clock, turn your wrist, right? You want to look really good at the end of the cast, and you don't want a billy bob where the reel is upside down like the freshwater guys do. So you don't want to be here. You want to kind of turn your wrist. And you'll ask anybody that comes on the boat, I'll say, hey, turn your wrist. You'll eliminate that backlash. And they say, well, why turn the wrist? Because it's all mechanics. The line goes down and out, as opposed to if you keep it the reel facing up, it'll go down and in, and you'll backlash. It's all about the energy coming off the reel.
So. Yeah, that's a good
point.
That's
great info.
So if you're a more of a novice angler, you love taking novices because you can train them, right?
Yeah. You know, we start with spinning reels first. If they're kind of apprehensive, okay. But you still have the same mechanics, 2 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 2 o'clock. As long as they get that in, it goes, okay, now try this. So
that's cool.
And then we put the training brakes on and just get them go.
Yeah. So what do you think this season's going to be like? I mean, it's like you say, so much bait all over the place. You've already been fishing, some good fishing. What's your thoughts?
I think this is about 10 years ago where the water was normal springtime, 60, 61, maybe hit 62. Weather's different. I mean, we have no consistency in weather, as you can see. You know, a couple days ago it's like 80 plus, and today it's like 62. So we do need some consistent weather, whether it's, you know, especially on the coast, we need some consistency. Stop the wind machine. Yeah, we got enough wind last year and the year before.
Yeah.
But that's what we need. The bait's there, the currents, you know, we have good tides, good current. And that's what I do, is just kind of figuring it out. That's why we're junk fishing. You know, we have to fish different things because with no current, the fish are down. No current and colder water, we have to flip kelp. The fish are at the base. You just have to figure out every area. That's why I'm consistently looking at my graph for water temp, looking at the tide charts for tide movement, and also my side scan, trying to find different structures because that's where the fish will locate. But we'll see what happens this year. I mean, it looks good. Everything's there. I mean, 3 weeks ago we had 2 8-pounders try to eat a guy's weedless next to the boat.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then the week after, a guy got one close to 7. And this is all shallow fish.
And this is all coastal fish.
This is all coastal fishing, yeah. So, and I always tell people, yeah, Catalina's great, but it's more of a bait spot unless, I haven't heard of very good scores of guys fishing straight bass and yellows there on artificials because there's so much squid. So it's more of a bait spot, especially in the summer. Coastal, you can get away with it because a lot of that fin bait moves in and out. You don't see that much of anything else. And the spring, I'm seeing bigger fish, so.
That's a great sign.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's a good sign. They just all haven't moved in. A lot of small ones. We're catching a lot of males, so they're all fat. Some are really skinny, so they're in there chasing bait. Go ahead.
No, I was, you know, you were talking about catching them on the coast. Like, on a coastal charters trip, do you fish the coast based on where you're finding the best fishing, or do you fish the coast based on where your anglers are based out of? Like, how do you decide where to go? You got so much coast between, your zone, like, stretches damn near everywhere there's a calico bass to be caught.
Like, very, very true. I like to fish the northern part of the coast. That's like from Long Beach to Santa Monica. And that's a full day trip. You know, you figure it's 8 hours on the water. And if you run short, it literally takes me from the entrance of the mouth to get to the first spot in like 15 minutes.
Wow.
You know, I'm blasting about 35, 40 in the harbor. So, and then the first spot is right there at Point Furman. It's a great area. So, and then I have all these areas to cover on the way up. But if conditions don't look right, I could keep blasting the way to Santa Monica fish structure and then work my way back. And PV traditionally bites better on an outgoing west wind, you know, that sort of deal. So, I mean, Chris caught a surface iron fish at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you know. So
nice.
As I was
saying, water warms up a little bit.
Yeah, water warms up. The sun's out. You got, you know, texture on the water, that sort of thing. Like I was telling you earlier, I had my son Matt. You know, he's a marketing director for AFCO, and then Chris from CCA.
Right.
And, you know, we did a fun trip, and we covered that same zone, which I've been. Because I feel confident that fish is slowly moving in, and we had some, I mean, I had like a 5-plus pounder hit the surface iron in 10 feet of water.
That's sweet.
So cool. So there's fish there. They just are reluctant to bite.
Yeah. Well, it's early.
It is early, and that's why I keep hitting these areas, and I know there's other fish to catch along
the coast.
You
know, there's a lot of big fish in there. Yeah.
So that's why I keep hitting. And it's like freshwater fishing, right? I mean, there's times a year you have to look for the conditions, you have to play, and that's why I constantly, you know, I want to be in a certain place at a certain time when the tide's doing this, this, and this.
So we talked about it yesterday. You are the ultimate pro guy for various products that we represent. Of course, AFCO. Yeah. You're on the pro staff, and you're fully AFCO outfitted, as I am too, for sure, even the AFCO hat. You are the Shimano guy. I mean, you've been the Shimano guy for years, and now you're on the Gamakatsu team.
Yeah, real fortunate enough to get with Gamakatsu last year. And, you know, Ted Tebow has been very supportive, and we're working on a number of projects, which he'll probably mention. Well, he'll mention that we're working on projects, but not mention on what we're working on. But it'll really benefit, as Ricky, you work with him on the smaller hooks, it'll really benefit our fishery out here. And, you know, the thing about Gamakatsu, it's got great reputation for quality, and, you know, you guys have been fishing that product for a while in live bait, and it's super hooks. I mean, they're just super.
And I love that those guys are willing to do things for what really is kind of a niche market. You know, those exactly like you said, those number twos and number four circle hooks, like those, I mean, honestly, in the grand scheme of the Gamakatsu company, they don't make sense for them to make because we're the only market that wants them. But we want them so bad that, I mean, it probably doesn't make sense for them to do it, but they did it anyways because they want to take care of the guys out here.
Oh, no, absolutely.
We're the only people that want a teeny tiny little hook that's still capable of catching an 80-pounder.
Right.
And they listen to us, and that's the thing, is that they listen for the demand.
I love it. Yeah exactly. Sure. Because their quality is so high.
Uh-huh.
You know, that's the thing.
And, you know, anglers, and you see it in the shop, they don't have a problem paying for quality.
Totally.
They know they're getting a quality product. You know, and again, for me, I feel very, very fortunate. It didn't come overnight because I get a lot of young guys asking, hey, how do I get that? I go, well, just put your nose down and go fishing.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally.
You've been doing this for a long time.
I have been doing this for a long time. And, you know, to be part of a lot of different, you know, companies, I feel very, 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 very fortunate. You know, obviously, working with AFCO, AFCO's just been, you know, really nice. And, you know, for what
they're
my
phenomenal.
Son and his group is, and Casey and the whole group down there has been doing, it's been great. Heck, my boat's wrapped with AFCO. So
that's cool.
So, you know, I feel very, very, very fortunate. And
their products are getting better and better and better every day.
That's what I tell.
All the product that comes out.
We did a shoot just, you know, about a month ago, and I go, man, how much more stuff is coming now? He goes, oh, wait till you see spring, wait till you see fall, and, you know, look at that rain gear that just came out, you know, just incredible stuff that's made, especially for the saltwater guys.
Yeah, I don't know if either of you guys, I'm sure, Benny, you have, and Pete, I'm sure you must have seen them, their new soft good, like, all their line on backpacks and tackle bags and water bags. And, like, they're just, when they came out, we were pumped. We've got all of them, and they're all right. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Right size inserts, right amount of pockets, waterproof bottoms, whatever the thing is, or like very cool, like solo, I'm going on a dock, you know, a dock walking mission. This bag holds a camel pack, 1 3600,
right.
Spot for my fluoro, spot for my, like, minimalist but comfortable to wear all day if you're going to be hiking into the lake, whatever. Like,
yeah.
They just built it. They built it with fishermen, and there's no question that it was fishermen, you know, it was fishermen and designers that sit down together to collaborate. It's not some guy that says, well, we need a backpack that has our logo on it. Like,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Not how those guys roll. Yeah.
And built it right with good zippers, everything else.
Oh, all quality.
Yeah.
All quality.
Funny story, I got the new travel bags. They have the smaller one,
uh-huh.
And then the bigger one that has a lower section, too.
Yep.
I got one of each of those, and immediately Lolly took them. It's like she saw those. She goes, oh, thanks very much.
Yeah.
She's like, wait, those are mine.
Yeah.
Like, not anymore.
That travel bag's so perfect, too, for like an East Cape trip or wherever, or tuna fishing, because you've got separate compartments for all of your gear and all of your clothes.
Exactly.
You know? And especially in the world we live in with overnight boats where you need to bring some of your own bedding material due to COVID things.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's perfect. You can
yeah.
you can jam all of your gear into it and all of your tackle and be dialed.
Yeah.
Right.
For sure. Hey, question about Gamakatsu. Gamakatsu makes these really cool little spinner heads, you know, lead heads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have you used those for calicos?
I'm using those.
Yeah,
they don't make a heavier one. The heaviest they make is a half ounce.
Yeah.
But, yes, I do fish those in the bays.
In the bays.
You know, the thing about it has about a 5-0 hook on it, so it's got pretty good bite. I haven't really fished it for calicos yet.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would think if they made that in a 1 ounce or ounce and a half, Ted.
We're working on it.
That would be amazing.
You got a good
amazing,
smile out of Betty there,
right?
Buddy.
Yeah. Right?
It would definitely, 3/4, 1 ounce would be our jam, for sure.
3/4,
even like San Diego when you get that current in there.
Sure.
But that 1 ounce would be really, really good. And there's some things coming down the pike next year that I think a lot of guys out here will really enjoy. The fact that it's a really quality hook. So,
totally.
Hook and a design. Just some really, really good things coming out. So I'm
sharp.
Excited. Sharp, yeah. Sharp.
And sharp and strong. Yeah,
strong.
Because all of their hardware, too. I mean, the hooks are an obvious one, but last year we re-rigged tens of thousands of Colt Snipers and Flatfalls with Gamakatsu, both their... split rings and solid rings. You know, they're super line, you know, the super line of hardware.
Right.
It's, I mean, it was 100% bluefin tested, approved, no problems, dialed.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Talk a lot about what's going on in yellowtail, calico, local fishing, offshore fishing. Got Benny Florentino here. What can I say?
Yeah, exactly. Got the new Loanne driving in the background. I'm sure those guys are going to unload a bunch of tunas. There's so much cool stuff to talk about today. So much great stuff to cover, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's the number how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Or you can text the show. I've already heard the text dinging off as we got rolling here. It's going to be a very busy morning today, but we would love to hear from you. The text the show option is only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And again, that's a free download. It's easy to find. Great way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup if you don't have it already. And the only way that you can text your questions into Benny is through that Let's Talk Hookup app. And we are giving away such a killer prize today. Obviously, you have heard of that, Pete, because we're giving away one of those great AFCO backpacks we talked about earlier. So a really killer prize. Like you said, it's perfect for on or off the water. I mean, they're just very good looking, good straps. It's a great backpack and a very well thought out and very well designed piece. And one of our lucky callers or texters winning that today, the prize winner is going to be determined from a coin flip at the end of the show, whether it comes from our list of texters or our list of callers. So again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090, or you can text your questions to the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking all those phone calls. We're going to be reading all those texts. We're going to be having a great time with Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charter is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. Check out islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
For your next trip, who needs travel insurance? You do. This is Bob Dawson from Dawson & Associates Insurance Services. We guarantee the lowest prices on all travel insurance plans with 6 companies and 122 different policies. These plans will include trip cancellation insurance, medical, medevac, baggage loss, and rental car coverage. Please call me at area code 619-990-3068 or visit us at safariglobaltravel.com.
The giant Captain Rollo's used tackle sale is back. Join us Saturday, April 30th at Seaforth Landing for our biggest sale ever. Doors open from 11 to 3. Come early for best selection, and we will see you there.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Again, having a great time here this morning with Captain Ben from Coastal Charters. Today's going to be a fun one, man.
Yeah, so much fun. And phones are packing up, texts are packing up, and you have some good texts.
I know a ton. Yeah, I know. The first one I thought, this came from DK in San Clemente. I was asking, Captain Ben, could you explain how you store your catch if we keep some yellowtail on one of our trips? Do you prefer kill bags? Do you like the boat, ice, slush? What's your preferred method for keeping fish on board the trip?
All the above. I mean, my method is I will we'll spike it. I'll do the whole Ikejime process. Spike it, bleed it. I actually have a 24-gallon tank that runs in the starboard corner, and I'll put that thing head first in there so there's continual fresh water running.
Yeah.
Right. So I'll leave it in there till there's no blood whatsoever. And then we'll pull it out, and then we'll Ikejime the spine, and then we'll throw them on ice. If we happen to catch tuna, if we're out fishing tuna, I'll gill and gut the tuna before I throw it in the kill bag.
Jeez.
Yeah, so I do the whole deal. Yeah, and I could store 5 30-pound yellows in the kill bag I have.
Wow,
so,
nice.
Yeah, it's I take really good care. You want to keep a barracuda? That barracuda is treated like gold. You want to keep bonita? Same thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
you know, we had Robbie on the show a couple weeks ago, and talking about the Ikijimi. Are you seeing a big difference when you use that method?
I haven't used it last year, so I couldn't say, and I haven't caught and kept anything this year yet. So we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see this year.
Certainly, Ricky said he saw a lot of difference on it.
I think I take really good care, but if you add those extra steps, boy, you can have some really
big
good
difference.
The good fish, yeah.
The longevity is still the thing that I can't get over. Like the longevity that fish now lasts, like in your refrigerator, is crazy. I mean, you can have a piece of fish that's been in your fridge for a week and a half that you would never have done before. There's no way you would have done that. And it's perfect. Like, it's really, it was very eye-opening. Because, Benny, I feel the same way as you. Like, we kind of pride ourselves on how we took care of our fish, you know, especially my partner Neil. He's insane about amount of ice and, you know, those fish. I mean, he's yelling at us to, you know, taking too long to take a picture. Like, I mean, he's just very regiment focused on how fast that fish gets in and bled and everything like that. And there was so many levels above what we were doing that this opened our eyes to. And it's game changing. It's really cool.
Yeah, I think every private boater or yachtsman, I think they should have a whole complete set on their boat and have a process for if they're going to keep something, they're going to eat it, they're going to put it in their body. I think you want to have the best quality going in. And on my 25-foot skiff, I have the whole thing in the AFCO knife bag. It fits perfectly in there. I have every size knife, and then I have the three wires for the Ikijime, and then I have the absorbent packs, and I have a spike all in one. Easy to carry bag on and off, so you can clean it. But it's easy. There. Yeah, it's there. And then a bag big enough, like I said, for 4 or 5 30-pound yellows in the stern of my skiff that fits right behind the seat. So, you know, depending on the size of your skiff, you know, but I think if you're going to keep it and you want the best quality that came from anywhere, I'd say spend the time to take care of it.
Yes, absolutely, for sure.
We sell that bag in the shop. It's killer. Like, it has, like, individual pockets for all the sizes of the knives. It's got a pocket for all the Shinke wires. Yep. It's got a spot for the spike holder.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, they did a really good job in that.
Yeah, they're all their new soft goods, the backpacks, the bags, that knife carrier. I mean, I don't know who's doing the designing over there, but they're doing a heck of a job because they're fishermen.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
It's clearly well thought out. That's what I like about, you know, like everything works. Right? Yeah. It's cool.
And we're giving away one of those backpacks.
I know, that's cool.
One lucky caller or texter. Let's head down south, down to John Ireland, Rancho Leonero. Buenos dias, John.
Hello, Ben. Well, it was the week started off with a bang, you guys. Really, really good fishing. And then about around Wednesday or Thursday, it kind of dropped off. There's a cold water is on the Pacific side, and it's kind of wrapped around the coast all the way around the peninsula and up to us. So it dropped the water temp from 73 to about 70, 69, 70. And I think that's really what really impacted the fishing the last couple of days. That said, early in the week, we had real good fishing, big, big yellowtail as usual. But not as usual, but this year it's been usual. Big fish, you know, smallest is about 20 pounds, and they range up to about 40, 45 pounds. Some big fish, all in the same area there. All boats, everybody's fishing the same spot. It's right off of Lacapia, between Lacapia and Buena Vista, about a mile and a half off the beach. There's a high spot that are producing the fish. Something that's interesting, though, is they're the needlefish, the short-billed needlefish, and maybe a couple hours in the bait tank, maybe. But if you get out on the fish, they're a deadly bait. They're the one putting those and dropping those to the bottom and really, really an effective bait. They're also jigging up live mackerel, Spanish max, too, which is working pretty well, and bouncing iron off the bottom, too. There's Dorado and some yellow fin mixed with those fish in there, too. It's kind of interesting, you know, the yellow fin are taking only bounced iron, jigged iron off the bottom. That seems to be their exclusive bite this week anyway. And there's some nice fish. You know, we've had, I'd say between 10 and 30 pounds, the fish. And certainly not as many as the yellow tail, but they're around, which is a good sign. And then there's mixed with about the same number of Dorado as well. And the Dorado are going anywhere from 5 to 30 pounds and right in that, those same areas, you know. And that's where all the concentration is. Everybody's out there fishing those. Bay is loaded with white bonito, which make really, really good sushi, surprisingly. Real, real good sushi. And Sierra as well. The Sierra, that's an early morning bite. First light, you know. You got to get out there, and that first hour is golden with the Sierra. A lot of them around, some nice-sized fish, but they quit biting. Boy, after about an hour after sunrise, they're done. South, there's a marlin. Nobody's going after them. South of the park, off of just south of Fraley's, and pretty close to shore on the drop-offs further down, there are a lot of striped marlin around with very, very light pressure. So pretty good fishing right now. We're getting into the season. It's that time of year. We're sending out more boats. We sent out 12 boats yesterday.
So. Nice. You know, I like the fact that they're using that needlefish for bait because maybe that means less of them around.
Well, they're, you know, they're the little guys, right? They're,
of course, gotcha.
That are working, not those big ones that take to chop up your bait all the time.
Yeah.
But they're straight. You know, and the rooster fish love them too. They herd them up and they bite on them inshore too. So it's interesting because I've been down there a long time, 40 some years. It's the first time I've ever actually seen them netting and using the needlefish as bait, but it's working. By golly.
We'll take it. Awesome. Yeah, well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and join us at Rancho Leonero, I think there may be a room left at our Let's Talk Hookup tournament in June, or some scattered spaces here and there. Of course, a lot of money get up for grabs thanks to a good Dave at Statewide Stripes for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament. And I talked to Dr. Bob, and Bob's out of the hospital and getting
great.
Well, and he says he will be at Rancho Leonero. So,
That's good.
That's good news from Dr. Bob there, and he'll be tournament director at Rancho Leonero for our June tournament. So if somebody wants to join us, how do we get a hold of you, John?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com. We've been uploading a lot of pictures on the website, too. It's kind of worth it to get on the site and check them out. Some nice yellowtail, I'm telling you. Some whoppers.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, John. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
You sure will. Look forward to it, gentlemen. Thank
All
you.
Right, John.
Thanks. Hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it.
Yeah, you got it. John and Escondido starting us off on the phones this morning. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, Ricky, I got a question. I'm going fishing with a buddy on Wednesday. Do you guys sell the Mexican fishing licenses where a fisherman's landing?
We don't do the Mexican licenses anymore. When they stopped having a office in San Diego where they sold the physical paper licenses and then agents like ourselves would go and buy them and resell them, they changed to an all-online system where you basically just go onto the website, you pay for it on your own, and print it out yourself. We stopped carrying them because there just wasn't a reason for us to turn a profit when somebody else could do it, you know, on their cell phone. With that said, I know there are some places that will do it if you don't feel like going through the effort of buying it yourself on your phone or on your computer. There are some shops, I'm sure, that will do it for you. But it's just such an easy process now that...
It was.
Yeah, well,
I had some experience this week with it, and the portal is down right now. And I had a long discussion with Ken Frankie on Friday about this. And actually, the easiest way to figure out the license issue, Mexican license issue, is go to the CaliforniaSportFishing.org on their Mexico tab. You can buy the FMMs. You can buy the Mexican fishing licenses. However, the Mexican fishing license portal right now is down. They have some issues with their bank that they're trying to resolve, and they say that it should be up sometime this week, but we'll see.
Yeah.
All right. So what do? You can't get a Mexican fishing license? I mean, I went fishing anyway, I'd be honest with you. I mean, we tried, just took a picture of the website saying it was down and took it with us, and
there you go.
You know, we went fishing.
You can't.
But if you're going on a sport boat I talked to Carl about this at Fisherman's Landing. They have a source, a totally different source and a totally different system. They've got you covered on that. But hopefully they're going to resolve this because it means a lot of money for income for Mexico, and they're supposed to get it resolved this week.
We get asked all the time, too. It's not like we're not wanting to do so. We physically can't use the sport boat system to print an individual license. It just doesn't work. It's not an option. It's not like, you know, we're not wanting to hook a guy up that's got a skiff. It's just a completely different deal. With the sport boat. Different type of license. It is.
Yeah, so you don't go to Fisherman's Landing and buy it.
Really, it's not a different type of license. It is the same type of license. We don't have the option of doing an individual that goes on, that isn't riding one of the sport boats.
Right, yeah. So hopefully they'll get that portal set up and we'll be good to go, and I'm sure the Mexican government is working hard to try and do it. I actually called La Paz and talked to a lady in La Paz, and they said, "Oh yeah, we're working on it right now. We're the guys at the bank right now trying to figure it out." So
when it sounds like you backed up your research and found for sure that it wasn't working, we find a lot too that when it is working, it still has its quirks.
Yes,
and some people have difficulty reaching it via a mobile device versus a desktop, and vice versa even. We've seen people with difficulties with Mac versus PC, people using a debit card versus a credit card. Like, it's quirky. It was so much nicer when we could drive to Kona Pesca and buy 500 licenses and then come back. We'd tack an extra $5 on to make it worth it for the shop to do it, and then a guy would come in and buy his license.
They need to get that resolved.
It was so nice when it was that way, but it isn't.
They need to do that. And here's the thing is, if you don't, pop-up blockers on, you know, couldn't work.
Exactly.
It's very, very quirky website. So they need to get those issues working.
So that's what I was saying was there were so many times when people would say, oh, the website doesn't work. Well, oftentimes the website was working, but all of the difficult steps, you know, made it seem that way. You clearly did the extra amount of research. Right. It sounds like it is fully down.
It is fully down right now, but Ken says that he's working with the people, and we'll have some more news for you as it goes. He said he'll keep me posted, and that's pretty much the situation there.
I sure wish we could go back to a paper license.
I know.
It was so
well,
much
let's
easier.
Hope so.
Well, I had a great text come through. This one was from John in Mira Mesa, actually a regular caller, this time shooting us a text, and said, Benny, at the start of the show, you mentioned tidal movement as one of the elements that you look for. What tides do you prefer? When and where does tide swing affect calico fishing? I thought it was really only important for inshore bays or surf fishing and the like.
Well, tidal movement creates water movement, and you know, anytime you have any kind of tidal movement, especially some of the big swings we've had lately, it creates a lot more water movement, and certain areas bite better at certain tides. For me, I like fishing shallow when the tide's a little bit higher. I feel, and what I've experienced is that those bigger fish will come up and feed with the incoming tide early in the morning. So if I have an incoming early in the morning, and I'm looking at the calendar there, the CCA calendar that has actually tide charts that I have in my garage I look at, that's a good indicator. But if it's incoming early in the morning, I'm fishing shallow. If it's low, I'm fishing out a little bit, and then I'm kind of fishing according to tide. I like lower tide fishing near break walls and rocks where I'm going to be throwing cranks and even A-rigs and weedless baits, just because there's a lot less water to cover. It's not as deep. But that's one reason why I look at tides. It really determines a certain area I'm going to fish at a certain time, so I can almost plan my day around tides.
Yeah. So it's that important to you?
To me it is, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
That's awesome.
Good stuff. Yeah, for sure. Pay attention to it.
You got it. Hey, let's continue on. This time we're going to talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from Rancho Cucamonga. From Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning, Daniel. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Daniel.
Good
morning, Daniel.
Yes, hello, Christian. For your calico fishing, what kind of rod? I got a hold of a Trans 300. What kind of rod should I put on there, on that 300? And should I go Max Quattro or just regular Pawpaw braid?
It all depends on you, but I like the Max Quattro because you can fit in a 65-pound, you can fit about 250 yards of Max Quattro and even have room for your your leader. And which rod? I like, on the 300, I like a medium heavy Terramar Double X or Terramar West Coast medium heavy rod.
All right.
That's a perfect match for it.
Yeah, and that's such what a great setup for calico.
Oh,
and even
perfect.
Small tuna and yellowtail.
Yellowtail, tuna, yeah. Right, exactly.
Yeah. Killer. It's powerful.
Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Hey, this is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We are the only lodge to offer all of our guests a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge and first-class meals and service. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packing up. Texts are totally piled up. It's been a crazy busy morning. Everybody's excited to talk to Benny. But before we jump back into the phones, we're going to find out what's biting. It is time for the Catch Report. And man, with gas prices going so crazy, you certainly need to get the lowest price possible for your car, your truck, and especially for your trailer boat. That's why you need to visit Summit Gasoline in San Diego at the Sports Arena. It's big time savings. They also have discount bait certificates and 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. It's Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, and an easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
They were $5.25 on Friday. $5.25.
It was $5.85 yesterday at my corner spot by my house. Like, there's no way.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah, Summit
Gasoline. That's the real deal, man.
Yeah, it's real deal.
Those guys are awesome.
If you're going with your boat or trailer, you pull in there, you're going to save a lot of money, and you get, with a 35-gallon fill-up, you get 100 pounds of free ice.
You get your bait for lesser expenses. You buy, you buy Everingham Brothers bait scoop certificates. They sell you a certificate for lesser than the money that it costs to pay for it on the barge.
Right.
It's just awesome.
You get a full scoop for a half scoop.
Yeah. Those guys are rad.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. Talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley's on the line right now. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening this morning? Good morning, Benny.
Hey, Brian. How you doing, man?
Trying to duck a little south wind here this morning.
It is a little bit. Yep. Feel it coming in yesterday there. But, hey, this week we saw some more good improvements in the local half-day area, which we were kind of stoked on. Water temp 63 degrees, and with that, that bass action continued to come to life. You know, more action for our guys at or near the surface on the live baits and some guys on the artificial lures, some nice sand bass and sheephead for the guys opting to drop down to the bottom. So, gosh, with this weather and the forecast the next couple of days, we'll see what happens. Hopefully it's not a two-step forward and five steps back scenario here with that water temp. So hopefully that stuff will kind of maintain. Three-quarter day for us this week. That stuff, that downhill current that we have right now is just bananas, man. It's just smoking down the coast. So for us, the fish, we pretty much just had to drift the deep zones. You know, we're able to keep all the lines and the boat kind of together in the current. Fishing on the anchor was a challenge. It's dang near impossible, even for the guys with the super heavy sinkers. So it didn't help much, but, you know, we get a reprieve in that soon. Plus, man, the water's moving a lot of feet around, too, and that deeper rockfish, those reds and those grouper are just gorging themselves on those pyrozones and that kind of stuff that's in that feed layer. So the bass fishing on the inside, though, through that Camp Pendleton zone, definitely showing some signs of improvement in there. You know, we had some bass up boiling around in the chum yesterday in the kelp. Off of like that barn kelp, yellowtail kelp. So yeah, no sign of game fish. The water in there was a little off. There's some red tide in some zones and some dirty pockets because that current isn't quite on the inside down there. It's all out in that deeper zone, but I'm sure that stuff will clear out as well. So, and then over at Clemente of the Fury, he's still tapping into that good rockfish action over there. Plenty of that to go around. Some real nice whitefish in his counts as well. No, Marcus only had a single yellowtail in his count this week, you know, but that's a sign. Obviously, he didn't have any in his counts the last 10 days or so. So no real signal there for a few days. So it's been good to see that. But again, I think the weather is going to have him tied up for a day or two this week as well. So we'll just have to play that all by ear. And then, man, we had some tough news. Our Dana Ware family again yesterday. Oh. Longtime captain Corey Leeser of the Clemente, he passed away yesterday.
Oh, no way.
He'd been battling some health issues the last month and a half or so, and it's just a tough hit for us here. It's like we can't get a reprieve with the Dana Wharf guys. So I'm sure some people have seen some stuff on the social media out there, but we just wanted to put it out there. I know there's a lot of people that love fishing with Corey. It's just a tough deal, so wanted
Corey's
to throw that out there.
Part of the family of Dana Wharf for a long, long time. I know he did some reports with us here on Let's Talk Hookup, I believe.
Yeah, he did someone a couple times too. So it's not the Corey that runs our office. Different Corey. Corey that does on the Clemente there. So just a tough one there. So
hey, Brian,
his family is in prayers. So
hey, Brian, can I mention something? You know, you did something on Facebook the other day on releasing the copper rockfish, which is really, really important right now.
Right.
I just want to let the listeners know about just going to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and watch that video on sending some of those smaller coppers down. So to be more aware of what's going on here in the future.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's a good call there. You know, we wanted to just get the awareness. Obviously, we all know it's a single fish that you can take right now. It's not that the fishery's closed for that particular species, but it's definitely a concern, and it could potentially limit some of our depth, fishing depths, and really kind of limit where we're going to be able to fish. So we're just trying to be proactive in releasing that particular species. There's plenty of other rockfish that can make up the rest of your 10 fish count, if you really want to dig into it. But certainly because of its concern, we want to do what we can to get those things back. And, everybody across the board, not just the sport boats, it's going to limit everybody. So, if you catch one of those, not a bad idea to just set it free. And, hopefully us taking some of those, precautions now will you know, give us opportunity down the road.
That's what Ken Frankie said yesterday, is that they're asking for a total voluntary release on all copper rockfish, a.k.a. chucklehead.
Yeah.
And the idea is we show a proactive approach, and they won't add further restrictions to our depths, to our areas, and such like that. And we all know, us that fish, that there's not a problem with copper rockfish.
Yeah, right.
It's just a matter of showing that, yes, we will help, right. We will be proactive, and once they do proper science, they'll figure out that, yeah, we don't need to do these restrictions.
Yeah, definitely kudos to you guys there, Brian.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, thanks
you guys
for that.
Are always on the front, forefront.
Do what we can do to help keep it, you know, access for everybody. So we appreciate that. So you guys want to hop on a trip, you know, obviously just work around the weather window. Our number here, 949-496-5794, or you can hit us at danawarf.com.
Awesome, Willie. Well, great job. Great report. Appreciate that. Very sorry to hear about the tough news to the Dana Wharf family, but appreciate you letting us know. And we'll look forward to this weather getting behind us, some good fishing in front of us, and we'll look forward to another great report next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good rest of the week. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Willie. Appreciate that. We're going to head from Dana Wharf to the surf. Our surf guru, the master surf fisherman himself, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, gentlemen. Oh, I just heard that news. That's a blow.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
I fished with Corey. I was on the receiver probably 17 years with him, you know. And, I mean, you want to talk about a guy where the pressure just slid off of him. He was just kicked back and went about his business. And I can't remember in all these years ever having a problem with him, you know. And as a bait guy, you always have problems with the skippers, you know, working things out. So, son of a gun, it sucks getting old. You know, you start losing the ones you love. So.
Yeah.
My heart felt to the landing there. All right, let's try to transition here. The fishing's been terrific, you know. More good spring-like conditions, lots of halibut in the catches this week, good barred perch action up above, more white sea bass, also a strong show of sharks and rays. We're starting to see some of the thresher sharks showing in the anchovy schools. Flat tides this weekend, but strong tides leading to a full moon next week and another grunion run. So if you're gonna give it a shot in the surf and get things going, this would be a very good week to do it. Hook, line, sinker reported several legal white sea bass taken from the surf this week. All the fish were in the lower 30-inch class, like 30 to 34 inches. One was taken on a fresh frozen squid, one on a smoke-colored twin-tail grub. Not a sea bass favorite, but hey, you never know. Another on a swim bait, and then another on a flash minnow. So those fish, you know, I would say look for the birds, any signs of the bait. That's going to tip you off there. The stretch from Refugio north has been best. The barred perch action was also improving up here. They had two fish around the 1 3/4 pound mark, checked into the shop, and they also checked in the first corbina of the season. And if that's not enough, a local shark guy was fishing off of the Goleta Pier and hooked and released three thresher sharks on fresh mackerel made off a pier. So that's quite a report for Santa Barbara. Fresh, like I said, the fresh caught mackerel was the deal. Wiley's reported good halibut action, lots of shorts to go with a fair amount of legals. I think their big fish was 30 inches up there. Swim baits, Lucky Craft, cut anchovy all working. Jets Fishing reported good halibut action along Torrance Beach, in and around the harbor there. Fish to 28 inches, taking flash minnows. There are also some white sea bass catches in the shallows off Palos Verdes. That's something to keep note of. Ketchum Tackle reported legal halibut catches off of Newland, the river jetties, swim baits, Zoom flukes, cut anchovy, all working there. Hogan's reported improved halibut fishing all along Capel Bay there. Lots of shorts there, but more and more legal fish to 28 inches showing. And then some legal and short white sea bass showing off Cotton's Point, and that's always a good place to look in the same time. Finally, Pacific Coast reported another good week of halibut fishing. Lots of good fishing in the lagoons, Mission Bay, San Diego Bay, Oceanside Harbor. There were some catches reported this week. The shop kicked off their halibut derby and posted a 9.6 and a 6-pound 11-ounce fish this weekend to get things started, so that's nice. And they also had three fish over 30-inch reported to the shop, but these guys weren't in the derby. So some very, very good fishing. Even the bay bass fishing has been red hot. My buddy was down Mission Bay and had 22 fish or something fishing crankbaits in like 4 to 12 feet of water. So If you want to go fishing, now would be a good time. It's next week with the tides, the moon, the Grunion Run. Boy, it's all coming together. I just imagine it's going to get better.
I mean, like you say, with the conditions all kind of coming together at once, Gundy, I'm with you. Just, you know, and fishing in other areas doing the same thing, I'm with you. I think the surf is just going to explode when all the when the lines cross and make the X. I think we're on for a good one.
Yeah,
I think we're at a stage less typical of April, you know. We had kind of a mild winter. We really didn't get into those low 50s and stuff. And that's, I think, why we're seeing some Corbina catches here already, you know. It's going to be an interesting spring.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Gundy.
A great report, as always, buddy. We'll look forward to talking to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Have a nice week.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that very much. Great report. Hey, want to remind you, the springtime, it's here, man, and it is time to hit the beach. You hear those great surf reports from Gundy. And for all your surf fishing needs, check out surffishtackle.com. Also, the CCA calendar and Bill Varney are teaming up again this summer for several of those on-the-beach surf fishing clinics. You'll find all the details at fishthesurf.com. When we come back, we got more of your phone calls. Another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beatty Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hayden Lane here from Fast Lane Kayaking, and I gotta tell you about all the rad new stuff we have in the shop. Like the fully updated new line of Hobie inflatable kayaks, the iTrek series. Hobie took the best-selling I-11S and made it even better, then added new models like it, like the new iTrek 9 that weighs just 37 pounds, fully rigged, packs into a small bag with wheels, and fits just about anywhere. And on the water, this thing performs, featuring a super wide and flat hull shape that is stable and an elevated beach chair style seat that is comfortable. Or the all-new Hobie Mirage Lynx. Inspired by the shape of the inflatable kayaks, Hobie made a durable and ultralight hardtop model. It's the missing link, It looks like a hybrid of a stand-up paddleboard and a kayak. And the best part, at just 45 pounds, the hole weighs about half as much as similar sized kayaks. And it's stackable. Pile them up on your roof rack or your truck bed. You gotta see this thing. Stop by the shop right on the water in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay. Or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.